You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Tommy Curran, last hour. On a Tommy Tuesday, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to the grab bag coming up. A lot of Red Sox dribs and drabs, little bits of news.
A little bit of scuttlebutt. None of it's good.
No, I'd say none of it is good. It's looking real rough for my guy, Craig.
Yeah, Craig Breslow is going to lose the one fan he had. That being you.
Getting harder to stay Brez pro by the minute.
Maybe he's got to move up his sleeve somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, a great magician never reveals his tricks.
It's true. Yeah. I'm getting nervous, as it were.
Do you think Breslow knows close-up magic? I feel he might be a guy who does.
Close-up magic?
Could he do, like, close-up magic? I feel like he's...
What does that mean? What's close-up magic?
Close to you, like card tricks and stuff. Sleight of hand.
So what,
I feel like he'd be a guy
not like,
that, like,
hanging suspended, like, hundreds of feet in the air. Like, yes. Close-up magic. I got you.
No, he's not. Just the guy at your local pub.
Right, not David Blaine level.
Hey, watch me swim underneath the icebergs. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, he strikes me as a guy that you wouldn't necessarily want to hang out with at a party until he's, like, sitting there drinking his wine cooler and he's like, you want to see some card tricks? And you're like, yeah, kind of do.
I've never seen, no one else watched the clubhouse except for you and me, I've never seen two people super more uncomfortable than sitting next to each other on their couch sipping red wine than him and his wife. I've never seen it.
I cut him a little slack. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
If they just brought in a camera crew to your house,
you would look more comfortable than that.
Well, I mean, I would hope so. I'm the human being. I'm not a robot. But I'm just saying, like, I think my wife would be like, what is this? I'm like, just act normal.
Yeah.
And she'd be like,
let's just talk like we normally do.
Big gulps of wine. She's like, okay. But no, I feel like he might surprise you a little bit with, like, hey, I can rip a dollar in half and put it back together.
Was there a chance he was in, like, Magic Club in high school?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, which I like. That's good stuff.
Okay.
That's good. That's really entertaining to me.
All right, so we'll cover that in grab bag coming up.
Okay.
Just know it ain't good.
No, it's not.
We got clip du jour as well. Stay tuned for it. Tommy Curran, that was your line of questioning there, Keith.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, is he going to be back? I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting for a guy that is the offensive coordinator for the quarterback who currently is the second favorite to be the MVP. The team is far and away exceeding expectations, starting with the quarterback.
Yeah.
But the team has won way more games than we thought. They're on their way to winning the division. I still feel like they're going to win the division. And he's in year one of whatever his contract is. And Curran's not saying he's not going to be back, but Curran's sort of saying, like, it's maybe he'll be up to free.
Do we know he's – I mean, he's in his first year here. Do we know he has a contract?
Oh, I guess I don't know that.
Is he still – you know, but is the bulk of his pay still from
– Oh, yeah, right.
The Raiders, in other words, yeah.
Yeah, good point. I guess I don't really know the ins and outs of that. But it's his first year back.
Yep.
And we know Robert Kraft likes him. We know a lot of Patriots reporters like him.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's not hard to figure out which ones. Yeah.
I think Vrabel likes him fine, but I think it wouldn't have been his first choice. And even in a season where things have gone really, really well, I bet he's sort of second-guessing certain things. And it's sort of inevitable. It reminds you of, like, when, you know, the last few years where the GM of the Red Sox, or I guess chief baseball officer of the Red Sox, didn't hire Alex Cora. It's a little bit apples to oranges, but you get my point. Yeah. Where, like, the whole time you're like, you can like this guy as a manager. You can even like the guy, but you're like, I didn't pick him.
Right.
Like, if Chaim Bloom or if your guy Breslow had his druthers, is it Alex Cora? If he's picking from a field of people,
no.
Probably not.
No.
So that automatically is going to make the relationship just a little bit different.
So Nick just said it was a 6-year deal he signed in 2022 with the Raiders.
6 years, $60 million. And it does offset with his Patriots contract.
Dude, the Raiders. Did you see Pete Carroll the other day? Pete Carroll's is a mess.
I feel like I read some comments, but
so it was
my memory.
Basically, just like after the game, they're asking him like how bad it's been, and he's just like, guys, they played so hard, they played so tough, like the whole game, and this is the result. Like, he didn't say it sarcastically, but he was like, he's like, they didn't quit. They had less than 100 yards of offense
total. Yeah,
and he was like, this, they gave their best. There's no quit out there. It's like, you lost 31-0. You didn't get 100 yards.
Well, you can't quit if you don't try. Maybe that's
fair.
What he meant.
He's like, good point. Yeah, we never entered the race. So we didn't quit.
Maybe that's what he meant.
But people are losing their minds. Like, they're like, they need to fire Pete Carroll. And it's like, yeah, they fired every coach they've had.
Yeah,
to the point where Josh McDaniels is still getting paid.
People keep joking about Mark Davis and he has no money. I'm like, I think Mark Davis has a ton of, he's still paying Gruden. Paying Gruden and McDaniels, he's paying like a million coordinate. Like, I kind of think Mark Davis has more money than we thought.
Could he rehire Gruden and just pay him what he was paying him anyway?
You're still getting this.
Well, you actually need to work now. And he's like, no, I'm kind of good doing Barstool or whatever he's doing now. Yeah.
So look, I'm just hung up on this because if he's signed for 6 more years, what is that, 2028? Robert's probably like, no, you're not hiring a new offensive coordinator. So that's the thing.
No.
So like, if Mike Vrabel could pick, would Mike Vrabel bring back Josh McDaniels? Maybe not. And Curran says, I don't know. And that's not a no. Again, I want to be fair to Tom, but he's saying, I don't know. Is it really going to be Vrabel's call? I don't think so. Do you think Vrabel's going to carve out enough power or make enough of a power play to do that this offseason?
I don't think so, because the offense has been good. This was not the best. This was a bad second half.
All right, so what would it take?
Oh, I think what it would have to take is a, almost to the extreme of not only losing your first round game, but like scoring a touchdown or something like that bad, where Vrabel would have more of a argument on his behalf. But if they lose to the Bills again, 35-31, I don't think McDaniels is going anywhere unless he wants to.
Right. And again, the offense on balance, I think, had a good day. I wouldn't call it a great day.
Trevion Henderson had a good day.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great half.
Yeah.
And then Henderson
had such a good day, he's now leading Offensive Rookie of the Year odds.
So,
boom, I was going to bring this up because that was my preseason prediction brag, and I was like, that 4 weeks into the season, you're like, all right, well, swing and you miss.
I didn't remember that. That was your pick.
Yeah, it was Trevion.
Good pick.
And he has been a house of fire. And I think other guys like Judkins and stuff have kind of cooled off.
Judkins cooled off. Abuka's gone
Hampton,
ice cold.
Yeah.
Hampton Janty's got hurt.
Been not very Janty's good.
Janty's been horrible.
Wow. He might win it?
Yeah, it's a bad class, but he might win it.
McMillan started pretty good.
Yeah.
Cam Ward's been bad. Shadur's not going to win it.
Actually, I think Tyler Shuck is moving up.
Yeah, well, he's been good.
What about Ty Warren? What did you say, Ty Warren?
I didn't. No, he started red hot. I think he's cooled off. He's not going to win it with Phillip Rivers.
It's Henderson, Abuka, McMillan, Jackson, Dart, Tyler Warren.
Who's the actual
Abuka's
betting favorite?
Way off.
It's Henderson, plus 185.
Who's next?
Abuka.
Abuka, plus 205.
Tet, Jackson, Dart, Tyler Warren. Dude, RJ Harvey is plus like 3,500. Don't snooze on him.
You love RJ Harvey.
Nice. Good. He's got 10 touchdowns.
Henderson is at 773 through 14 games. Does he get to 1,000?
So, quick math on that.
Yeah.
He might. Yeah, they're using him a lot more now, so he needs less than 100 yards per game.
Yeah, he's two.
And you got the Jets and the Dolphins on there?
227 over the final three games.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably does.
He's probably going to get to 1,000
yards.
That's
one rusher game for him.
Good point.
Unfortunately, Diggs is so far off the pace now, they won't have a 1,000-yard receiver for the sixth straight year.
Mm-hmm.
But they will have a 1,000-yard rusher, it looks like.
Looks
pretty
way.
Good.
Trevion Henderson somehow has 212 receiving yards and 237 after contact.
Yeah,
or after the catch, rather.
They throw it to him behind
the line. I
guess
literally it's lateral, yeah. Okay.
But that's pretty good, though. Like, if you get the Offensive Rookie of the Year in the second round.
He can finish with 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Boy.
He's at 773 and 7 rushing touchdowns. He's got another one receiving, right, at least?
Yeah. 7!
Okay, he's got 8 total touchdowns. Yeah.
This guy's having a nice year.
That's a good pick and a good draft class.
I'm going to get that one right. I'm the man.
There's still three games left.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you saying, Nick?
That Ibuka could catch him.
Is that who you picked?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Fair.
I pick Hampton. He's not catching him.
Omari,
I believe that's. I believe that's who I pick.
Yeah, he's not even in the league.
He
got hurt.
They want. How do we get on Travion Henderson?
We were talking about
McDaniels and his offense and how he's utilized.
Rookie of the year? No.
Yeah. How did we get there?
How did we get to that spot? We were talking about famous Hendersons. I was like Ricky. Then you were like Dave. Then I said Travion.
Harry.
I was literally going to say Harry. And
JR from UCLA.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I think that's what it was.
Good player.
We were talking about famous Hendersons.
But the McDaniels offense, like, what would it take?
Oh, no,
we were talking about how the day. So, a good half.
Yes.
Travion Henderson had a good day.
He individually was good. Kind of saved him a little
bit. They had a good half, and then one broken play in the second half. So, you know, I don't want to overreact to McDaniels. In fact, we spent hardly any time yesterday. I brought up the one Callahan tweet where I'm like, oh, people are blaming McDaniels a little bit because he didn't run play action in the game after doing it a lot in the first game.
Yeah.
I don't personally have a lot of criticism for McDaniels. I hardly ever criticize the offensive coordinator. I tend to think it kind of comes down to the quarterback and their talent, and I'd have the head coach ahead of that. And, like, I don't spend a lot of time giving Josh McDaniels credit. I don't spend a lot of time ripping him other than to rip his buddies in the media. Like, I don't think he was the problem on Sunday. I really don't.
Yeah.
But what would it take for him to be out of a job? They lose to Buffalo again, and May looks like a mess like he did in the second half.
Well, not only that, I mean, there's still – we had a caller earlier says, hey, they're not going to win the division. Now, I disagree with that.
Me too.
But if it really starts to snowball on them, and that happens, they are three-point dogs to the Ravens, and then they lose one of those games between the Jets and the Dolphins. Like, it seems unlikely, but you never know. And then now all of a sudden you went from, like, way out in front, looking like you were going to clinch the division, maybe even get a first-round bye, to on-the-road wild-card weekend. I don't know. That would – be something, I guess, that could lead to a change, but ultimately, I don't think that's going to happen.
We're getting texts.
Florence Henderson.
Oh, good one.
Dan Henderson, the old UFC fighter. Good one.
Dan Henderson.
Oh, he'd punch your face right off. He'd wrestle you a little bit, then he'd punch your block right off.
I gotcha. No, we're getting tweets. Oh, you really want three coordinators in 3 years for Drake May? I don't think it matters.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Worried about a second coordinator in 2 years. I don't, for him?
Maybe it doesn't matter for Drake May, but, like, just get the – I do want some consistency there. So, like, the third guy better be around for a while. Like, that's what I would hope. Yeah. I don't think you want to hot potato it a little
Look,
bit.
I'm not firing McDaniels.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
no, neither am I.
If they fired him and Vrabel wants his guy, then, you know, I'm not overly concerned about May onto a new offensive coordinator.
Well, I think maybe, like, swapping out the head coaches all the time is what impacts these early quarterbacks, too, because a lot of people, like, point to, like, you know, Baker Mayfield and some of the other ones. I was like, yeah, they're changing coordinators. They're also changing head coaches. They're probably changing so much of the roster. Like, they're changing playbooks. They're changing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would like consistency around them if you think you have the right people.
If you have an elite quarterback, I don't really think the play caller matters.
And, you know, I mean, on some level it's going to matter. But I think Drake May could overcome, for instance, a bad offensive coordinator. And I don't give Josh much credit for what he's doing this year. I don't. Just like I don't give Josh much blame for the crummy game on Sunday. But what would it take? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the claws are out. We spent time yesterday on Vrabel criticizing McDaniels. And then late last night, Greg Bedard, something was off with Diggs against the Bills. His route running was pretty suspect. Might have just been confused by the coverages, but that's unlike him. So this is out of character for Diggs. And Bedard is making a point. It's not just about his lack of production, which there was a lack of production. It's about his route running, confused by coverages, and it's an outlier for him in terms of not seeing it, not understanding it. My read on this is McDaniels is complaining about his receivers running the wrong routes and not being in the right place, which would align with Drake May
right.
not seeing it well.
Okay, we had the right play calls. They just weren't executing.
So what happened? Diggs just forgot the offense?
That, to me, is hard to believe. And when you're talking about like option routes and stuff, if you want to say, and not to bury them because nobody's saying this, but like Kayshon Booty or like, you know, Pop Douglas or one of the younger receivers or Kyle Williams kind of ran the wrong route, you're like, okay. You know, that happens with a young receiver. So you're telling me the guy who's been in the league for 10 years and has been healthy all season and has been very productive all season and is your leading receiver and who carved up the Bills the first time he played them, he's confused by the coverages? I mean, maybe once and then, but not every single – like, I don't know. That seems like a odd excuse and one that I don't quite buy because he's been really good this season. It's not like one of these old receivers that they've brought in and from the moment you said go, they couldn't figure it out. Like Chad Ochocinco or like Reggie Wayne and Holt, like some of those guys that either their bodies broke down or like they couldn't grasp the offense or whatever. He's played for 14 games, and he's looked pretty good.
Well, and not only that, we know he's played well in this specific matchup.
Yeah, he's been great. It was his best game. It was his best game of the year.
So,
I don't know about that one.
That's a weird one. But okay, all of a sudden, I guess Steph Diggs just forgot the offense.
Hopefully they can remind him of it for Sunday.
Am I missing another criticism in here? Is it like, what, he's not focused, he's not in his playbook, he's not on his keys? Like, is there another illusion there? Like, I feel like this is the offensive coordinator responding to getting called out.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yep.
I can see that. I said this before. If I got to pick, what would I rather have, Vrabel and Diggs or Vrabel and McDaniels? I'd rather have Vrabel and Diggs.
Yeah, me too.
And I bet Drake May would answer it the same way.
He might.
Just a guess.
Very well could.
But I bet he would. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got her. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They talked to Mark Schlereth today. They talked to Brian Hoyer. I want to hear from Hoyer today.
Yeah, I'll be all ears.
On some of this Josh McDaniels criticism. I'm very curious to hear his answer.
What's he going
to
say?
He just had Josh McDaniels on his podcast last week.
He did? Good get?
Yeah, on the quick snap. So I'm curious to hear from him on that.
Quick snaps?
Quick snap.
So quick slants is one, and then quick snap.
I think it's quick slants, plural, quick snap, singular,
one
I believe.
Snap.
I think it's just one snap. I'd have to double check.
I'm going to have a new podcast called Silent Count where we don't say anything. How do you think that would do?
We should do more of that on this show.
Mac, is that you?
Yeah. We'll get to your feedback coming up. We'll also get you the
download Silent Count right now.
And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Here comes Grab Bag. Here comes Grab Bag. Right down Grab Bag Lane. Jones and Keith and all their followers are answering on the questions. Bags are grabbing, hosts are nagging, all is merry and bright. Hang your bags and say your nags, cause Grab Bag comes today.
Watch your profanity.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.